Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Silver linings. This kind of touched my heart, actually. Coronavirus poll. There are actually some people out there who are kind of enjoying this coronavirus thing. They're pretty happy about it. They feel happier, more content, more loved. Their kids. 9 in 10 children, according to the poll, aren't miserable at all. They're experiencing enjoyment and happiness at home with family at a higher level than they would normally. Yeah, it kind of makes sense in a way. Just looking at, you know, human history, what we're geared for as parents and for, you know, as kids. Kids didn't spend most of their day with somebody else for most of human history. That's a new thing. Anyway, the main complaint children have to say is just bored, and they're bored. I know my kids are too. But other than that, how do they feel about it? They love it. Why do they like it so much? Because they get to be around you, even if you're stressed out. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. I want to remind you, by the way, that I'm sure, I know your listening habits have to have changed. If you're working from home now, or, you know, normally you'd be at work. Don't forget, you can take us with you. Download the radio.com app. We can go wherever you go. This is how I listen. I've always got the radio going somewhere. Especially if I'm running errands or doing, you know, grunt work kind of stuff. Radio.com app, super simple. Favorite 106.3, and we'll be right there. And then you can, you know, if you scroll down, you find the podcast is there. If I heard something, you're like, wait, what? You can rewind. It's a great product. So, don't be confined. Don't think, well, you know, I used to listen, but I can't now because I'm not going to work or I'm not my regular schedule. You can listen even more now because you're on a different schedule. 800-347-1063. I would love to hear it from you parents. How's this homeschool thing going? I got to tell you. It's a lot. It is a lot. You know what's funny? I'm having two homeschool experiences, actually. I've got two straight-A students. Very proud of them. One of whom is super responsible. I could probably leave him at home for a week, and he could completely run the house and take care of himself. He's 10. He's an unusual person. I've got another one that have to keep a tight grip on, but my other child will do the work and get good grades. And I've learned a couple things from this homeschooling thing. I love having my kids home. I love having them around me. Love the fact that on Friday I was out with my son flying kites when normally he'd be in school. I think that was, and his work was done, and we had that together, and it was awesome. It was a day we won't forget. What I've learned is I think I could homeschool the two of them pretty easily. I think I could do it in the time I do their homework with them now. And I spend a lot of time studying and doing homework and doing projects. I'm a real hands-on academic mom. But you know what I've learned? My other child who struggles and was a special ed kid, I can't do it. I've come to really appreciate my teacher's help. Me and him probably spend most days, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour beyond his homework. And just to keep his head above water. And he goes to tutoring before school. He gets an hour of extra help in school from his teachers. And then there's me at night. And that's what it's taken to hold his head above water. And I just had a hard time last week because I feel like I'm failing him. I feel like I can't hold his head above water. I just can't. And it's really hard right now. And I'm really struggling. And I don't know if you are too, but I mean, whew. It's so frustrating to me. There's so many little costs to this thing. They're never going to be measured in anywhere. But he had for the first time. I guess the reason I fight so hard for him, he's got an above average IQ. If he just wasn't bright, then I would accept that. And we would plan on whatever we needed to do for that and do our best at it. And I would accept what God sent me. But he's got above average IQ, and yet he doesn't perform like he does because he has some disabilities, learning disabilities, probably developmental. We don't know. There's no good answers. And he's a smart kid, super smart kid. And it doesn't show in school. And so I feel like I have to fight for him. And I feel like if he doesn't make it, it's on me. And I just had a breakdown last week. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I am overwhelmed as it comes just trying to help him. And what's so heartbreaking to me, I guess, was that his last stack of papers that came home, not his grades, but his last stack of papers, the grades on his papers for the first time ever were all A's and B's. And that was amazing. I mean, that was like a miracle. That was like a screaming and yelling, jumping around the kitchen moment, you know, finally the breakthrough. And that was literally the week before this happened. And now I'm trying to keep his head above water, and I feel like I'm failing. I feel like I'm failing every day. And I have learned that I cannot do it by myself. I have a wonderful, supportive set of teachers, special ed teachers that have helped me. And I have come to realize how much they do for him. More than I even realized. And so that's what this has kind of taught me. Actually, one of his teachers called me from Charleston. Wonderful, beautiful person, wonderful lady. And she is there taking care of her grandkids so that her daughter can go to work while she homeschools her grandkids. And she's trying to keep up with 22 special ed kids a day. And she's calling around, and she was talking me off the cliff last week. And, you know, I just was like, wow. I mean, don't worry about me. It's okay. You're cool. But I mean, this is where we all are. We're struggling, and I am having a hard time. And I was wondering, you know, I've got the two straight A kids. They're doing okay. They're hanging in there. They're making it. We're all right. So, I mean, if you've got a kid like that, or you have a kid who's just in the middle and needs some help, I mean, you've got to be struggling too. I know I am. And, I mean, I spent most of Friday afternoon just trying to catch up, keep up. Went into the night, figure out, okay, what did he know? What did he not know? What did I miss? Try to keep my head above water at work. I'm a teacher now of a child who struggles, and I'm not as good as his teachers. And I've learned that. So I don't know where you are, but I wanted to tell you that story so that if you feel like, you know, you're just barely keeping the ball from hitting the floor, and some days it does crash to the floor, you're not alone. None of us are perfect. This is really, really hard. And I wanted you to know that so you don't feel like it's just you. Texter writes, it's going great for us. My kindergartner has grown and learned more since being home. So I have two kids that are like that. It's been great. I'm so enjoying it. I'm thinking of making them stay home. But it's not always perfect. It's not always easy. And that's kind of where we are. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I am raising my 10-year-old granddaughter, and I have learned to divide decimals last week. But it hurts your head. It did mine when I did that one. What's that, third, fourth grade?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.